This is Brian Cambria with news for the Western Slope, Friday, May 31st, 2013. As KVNF recently reported, Department of Interior and Bureau of Reclamation officials met in San Diego this week to talk about what to do to head off a projected future gap between supply and demand in the Colorado River watershed. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports the meeting included parties from the seven basin states of the Colorado and was in response to the release of a reclamation-led study in December. That study projected an annual shortfall of 3.2 million acre-feet a year by 2060 unless corrective actions are taken. As a first effort, the federal government is focusing on working with states to make the most efficient use of existing water supplies and is now forming working groups to look at municipal, industrial, and agricultural uses, and also at the needs to ensure healthy river flows for environmental and recreational needs, the need to ensure such. Terry Fulp, director of the Bureau of Reclamation's Lower Colorado region, said one goal is to better understand what effort to conserve water by users is occurring now and what additional opportunities can be pursued in the future. Those could cover everything from efficiencies in use to reuse to banking that allows agricultural water to be temporarily put to urban uses without the water rights being transferred. He said the Healthy Rivers Work Group will look at what is needed in terms of data and modeling in order to pursue opportunities to ensure adequate flows in certain reaches of the Colorado and tributaries at various times of year. The recently completed study also identified various means of augmenting the supply of water in the basin, such as transbasin pipelines and desalination of ocean water. But Fulp said those can be large infrastructure investments with high environmental costs as well, and the Bureau of Reclamation decided it should focus on more low-hanging fruit, to use his words, involving measures such as conservation. The public comment period for an environmental impact statement regarding the leasing plan for 31 tracts of land in Mesa, Montrose, and San Miguel counties has been extended from Friday to July 1st. This is for uranium mining. According to the Montrose Daily Press, the comment period was extended in response to a public request for more review time. The U.S. Department of Energy is considering how to manage uranium and vanadium leases on about 25,000 acres. The draft environmental impact statement is an effort to analyze reasonably foreseeable consequences of a range of alternatives for managing the program. Supporters of the North Fork Alternative Plan faced sharp challenges and got no statement of support from the Hotchkiss Town trustees at a work session last week, which is why they approached them. The plan is meant as a preemptive comment document to be submitted to the BLM when their revised resource management plan is released this fall. Sarah Sauter of the Western Slope Conservation Center, one of two local environmental groups involved in the writing of the plan, explained that the document lists six valley resources that should be protected from the impacts of gas development. Those resources are mining and agriculture, schools and community, water supplies, riparian areas and river corridors, wildlife, and landscape hazards such as selenium-rich soils and steep slopes. The back and forth between Sauter and the trustees focused on the fact that in the plan, most of the BLM lands proposed for development are eliminated, leaving either 2 or 10% for development, depending upon whose side of the story you're listening to. Jobs and severance taxes and their ultimate value to the community were also heavily debated. Mayor Koontz announced that Delta County local government oil and gas designee Bruce Bertram had been invited to address the council in the next couple of months and provide more information. Bertram inspects local oil and gas operations on behalf of the county commissioners. And finally this morning, Colorado new car and truck sales are up 16.3% for the first 4 months of 2013 compared to a year earlier and up 10.4% month over month for April 2013 compared to April of 2012. Dodge, Land Rover, Fiat, Mitsubishi, BMW, Buick, and Ram new vehicle registrations each increased more than 32% during the first 4 months of 2013. This, according to a report released Thursday by the Colorado Automobile Dealers Association. Association President Tim Jackson said Colorado saw another strong month in vehicle registration due to a relatively stable economy. Quoting Jackson, consumers are taking advantage of near-historic low interest rates and longer finance terms, along with much easier access to credit than most consumers. Consumers are also spending again and continue to exhibit pent-up demand for a variety of new car and truck options and designs and the increased availability of more fuel-efficient cars. The used vehicle market in Colorado was up less than 1% in April and improved 1.7% year-to-date. For KVNF News, I'm Brian Cambria.